It's Friday, October 25th, and with your 7 a.m. news bulletin, I am Leonard Vidbian. The Electoral Commission confirmed that the final production of ballot papers, which commenced last Tuesday in Johannesburg, is proceeding as planned. The ECN's spokesperson, Devet Suluka, noted that the printing process is being closely monitored by political party representatives.
The Commission is pleased to confirm that all 21 political parties and 15 presidential candidates contesting the election have officially signed off the ballot papers. Following the successful verification and signing of the production and printing of the final ballot papers commenced, the printing process is progressing as scheduled. Upon completion, the Commission will issue further public updates.
The Labour, Industrial Relations and Employment Creation Ministry has directed Zhongmei Engineering Group to cease construction activities at the ZMTR9 airport road project following a fatal incident on the 23rd of October that resulted in the death of a general worker. Inspections revealed that the company failed to investigate and identify workplace hazards and did not implement adequate measures to minimise risks. Here is Lydia Indombo, the Executive Director in the Labour Ministry.
The Minister of Labour conducted an inspection and has observed serious unsafe working practices that were in contravention with the occupational health and safety regulation. The stoppage directive remains in force until the employer implement recommended corrective measures, which have to be approved as correct by the labor inspector prior to resumption of such construction work activities. The Ministry of Labor is busy preparing a preliminary report for the attention of the Prosecutor General to decide on this matter.
South Africa's Democratic Alliance in Gauteng says it will continue to press for the urgent involvement of the private health sector to save the lives of cancer patients in public hospitals. Health MEC Nomantu Nkomo Ralehoko revealed that despite 2,652 cancer patients on the waiting list for radiation therapy, 511 million rand of the budget for urgent cancer care cases has been unspent since April last year. The DA's Jack Bloom says the MEC's excuse is that the outsourcing to private facilities needed to be re-advertised.
Premier Lesufi is also to blame, as he should have intervened last year to ensure the money was spent. Instead of promising mediation between the Department and Cancer Intergroups in August this year, which hasn't happened either. More lives have been lost in this scandal than the 144 mental patients who died in the Life of Sidimeni tragedy.
Mozambique's ruling party Frelimo has won the country's divisive election, with its presidential candidate Daniel Chapo securing 71% of the vote, reports BBC Africa. Chapo will succeed Felipe Nyusi as president, marking a new era with the first post-independence leader. His closest challenger, Venancio Mondlane, received 20% of the vote. Violent protests and a heavy police presence have followed the announcement of the results, with several fatalities reported. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris admits she believes Donald Trump is a fascist as the election campaign enters its final days. Harris will rally in Atlanta on Thursday local time, while Donald Trump will be in Arizona and Nevada. Reporting for us is Mitch McCann.
The Vice President's campaign has revealed she will speak at the Ellipse in Washington next Tuesday local time, the same place where Donald Trump spoke hours before a mob rioted at the U.S. Capitol in 2021. Meanwhile, the former president has seized on comments by President Biden, who said earlier this week of Trump, "We got to lock him up," before correcting himself to say he meant politically lock him up. Mr. Trump says it's proof of election interference, suggesting without evidence that the current president is behind his many legal problems. Mitch McCann, New York.
Find all these stories and so much more on our website, futuremedianews.com.na. Future Media News, independent, accurate, and on time.